Last week I was showed something. It hasn't gone away. So I was wondering if you'd like to me to share it with you.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Okay. It's actually, I was shown a woodland. But this was a very special woodland, because as you enter the woodland, you start to become aware of a light in front of you. And you walk ever deeper into the wood. The trees become bigger and closer together. But in the distance, the light is ever more enticing. So you lose your fears about entering a deep, dark wood, because it isn't actually dark. This is a magical wood because of the light. As you progress forward, eventually you come to a space like a circle in the middle. As you enter that space, you become aware of the fact that the trees behind you are all nudged together. So you're now completely enclosed by these giant trees, huge trees. They might be redwoods or something. They're all moved and jumbled up together to form a ring. You can't see past them. You are effectively enclosed in this beautiful space. You sense a very strong energy coming from the trees. But what really takes your breath away is what is in front of you. It is a tree, another tree, smaller than the big ones. But this tree is the source of all the light. You feel compelled to move closer to the tree. And as you approach, you can see the details of what is making the light. The tree appears to be made of diamonds, and scintillating adamantine luster of a diamond is creating the light. And you want to touch the tree, but as you try to go forward, you can't. You can get quite close to it, but you can't quite reach it. So you stand and admire this incredible spectacle. Perhaps the tree is speaking, perhaps it is something that you feel with from within. The tree isn't really a tree, of course, it's a symbolic thing. You may be looking, perhaps, at something symbolic as your higher self. Your urge is to join the tree, to become part of the tree. But you can't, because the time isn't quite right yet. So what do you have to do to merge with the tree? In a way, the tree is speaking to you. To meld with the tree, you have to really let go of your worldliness, all your opinions, all your attitudes, all your fears, all the things that seem to come part and parcel of being on planet Earth. Because in so doing, you are removing the blocks, and you're ever to move closer to the tree. Where you're being given an exercise, what worldliness can you let go of, or can you afford to let go of? Because in so doing, you are moving ever closer to perfection. the tree is perfect. The diamonds are perfect. So perhaps you can think of something now which you could let go, something deep within yourself. Something that's been bugging you for a long time. Something you think about at night or you feel in some way doesn't help you. Something you really could afford to let go. As you do so, you feel a little closer, a connection feels a little stronger. And as you shed off the layers of worldliness, that tree is waiting. And this time now is coming to an end, and you feel now that the this almost cathedral of woodland is now dispersing and is disappearing, and it just leaves you wondering, what can I do now? There's an exercise, perhaps, in my meditations, something to think about anyway. So you give thanks to the experience and you go on your way.
Thank you.
When you were speaking, now there was something I had last week, wasn't there, about a diamond?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was one of those three beings.
What was it?
One of the beings. Mm. It was shining like the brightest diamond. You said.
Mm. I think that's when it came to me. Mm. I saw this image. It's been in my mind all week. Mm.
Has it?
Yes. Mm. Didn't go away. It might go away. Mm-hmm. Might have been a lovely thing to think about.
Yeah,
that's a beautiful meditation.
Yeah, it was a lovely one.